From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 26, 2014. The Caro Town Board continued its work toward implementing a town zoning law Tuesday, February 25th during a workshop held at the Caro Library. Dozens of residents were in attendance, many of whom had submitted feedback forms expressing concerns about the impact of the current draft zoning law on their own properties. Town board members met with several of the residents Tuesday, discussing their concerns in detail and working together to find a feasible solution to address both the individual's concerns as well as the vision for the town. Town Supervisor Ted Banta and Town Attorney Tal Raplaya alluded to a cutoff being set soon for accepting new feedback form submissions. However, they did not announce a specific date. Feedback forms, as well as previous zoning law drafts and maps, are available on the town's website at townofcaro.com/pages/zoning. The next town board zoning review meeting will take place March 11th. A full recording of the February 25th meeting is available at wgxc.org/archives. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail, opiate addiction in Greene County has reached epidemic proportions. Officials report heroin and opiate abuse countywide has increased in recent years due to a long trend of the overprescription of powerful addictive painkillers and the falling cost and increasing availability of potent heroin. To shed light on the problem and begin to foster a community solution, Twin County Recovery Services will host a forum at the Catskill Community Center Tuesday, March 4th. The forum will feature representatives from the judicial system, healthcare industry, chemical dependency treatment field, and recovering addicts to provide information, answer questions, and raise community awareness. Greene County Legislator Gene Hatton, chairman of the County Resources Committee, said the approach in this forum is a far cry from the Just Say No policy of the 1980s or the scare tactic Reefer Madness days of the 1960s. He said, "We've got to do something that will work." Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jordan Carleo Evangelist is reporting at Capital Confidential. U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, Tuesday, February 25th, said defense cuts outlined by Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel represent a misguided desire to continue acting like the world's policeman without withholding the resources to do it. The administration's proposal will reduce the Army to its smallest size since before World War II and cause a scaling back of operations at some military bases. In an interview with Paul Vandenberg on Talk 1300, Kinderhook Republican said, in his estimation, the plan will not get support on Capitol Hill.
Well, I don't agree, and I will tell you that it's not going to get a good reception on Capitol Hill. I've engaged with the administration and the DOD on this topic for the 3 years I've been in the Congress. You know, what's missing here, a priori, is a strategic review and for us to change the way we think and act. I mean, well, here's what the administration's doing. They're basically keeping the same strategy and under-resourcing it. And that will invite challenge, and that will climb up on the back of our servicemen and women. You know, you take a look at, this is the same administration that only, what, 5-6 months ago wanted to bomb Syria, which in my view would have been a big mistake, and also the same administration that wants to at once cut or close domestic military bases while building new ones overseas. We should not be the world's policemen. We should have the world's strongest military as a deterrent against those that would do us harm, but not go out and looking for, bombing Libya, bombing Syria. So, you know, and as relates to some of the specifics, you know, for the Secretary of Defense to go after benefits for our servicemen and women in our veterans is unacceptable, and that is just not going to get support on Capitol Hill.
Taking a look at today's weather, it will be cloudy and then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 22, wind chill values as low as negative 2, breezy with a west wind 15 to 20 miles per hour in the morning. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 2. Thursday, there's a chance of snow showers mainly between noon and 4 p.m. with increasing clouds and a high near 23. Wind chill values as low as negative 6 degrees. Breezy with a light and variable wind becoming west 17 to 22 miles per hour in the morning. Winds could gust as high as 33 miles per hour. Thursday night, there's a slight chance of snow showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear, with a low around 2. Wind chill values as low as negative 13, breezy with a west wind of 11 to 22 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Friday will be sunny with a high near 18. Friday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 6. Saturday, there's a chance of snow showers after noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 34. Saturday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 18. Sunrise today was at 6:33 a.m. and sunset today at 5:42 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 8 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 26, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.